not his purpose. Hallelujah. You have purpose of your eyes, right? All right. Point your eye. Where are your eyes? You have purpose of your eyes. What is the purpose of your eyes? Ask the person next to you. What is the purpose of your eyes? All right. Touch your nose. Touch your nose. Ask another person. What is the purpose of your nose? To smell good things, not bad things. Okay. Touch your lips. What is the purpose of your lips? Purpose of your tongue. Huh? To speak. What is your purpose of your ears? I pray that you will have spiritual ears today to hear. Amen. Amen. Bible says not anyone who has ears they can hear. Amen. Bible said clearly, not everyone who has ears they can hear. Not everyone who has eyes they can see. Amen. We need spiritual eyes. We need spiritual ears. Amen. I pray that today God will open your eyes, God will open your ears.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that God will have mercy upon you, that your ears will be open.
Amen.
You will hear God's voice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That you will see spiritual realm today. Amen. You will see spiritual things in the spiritual world. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, God has a purpose. Praise God, God has purpose. Amen. Praise God, God is not playing with us. Amen. Praise God that God is not playing with the creation. God is not playing with His Son, Jesus Christ. God is not playing with the cross. God is not playing with the resurrection. God is not playing with His name. He has a purpose for everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has purpose for you, purpose for your family, purpose for everything.
Amen.
He has a purpose for our church.
Amen.
He has purpose of all for church.
Amen.
We want to evangelize the lost and train them with the word of God. And we want to resend them to their nations.
Amen.
And to finish the task of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is the purpose of our church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God's purpose be done today.
Amen.
Through His word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God has a purpose. And let me tell you something. What is God's purpose? God desires to express Himself through you.
Amen.
That's His purpose. God's purpose is to express Himself, His life, His power, His name, His reputation, His kingdom. He wants to express, show who He is, what He has done. Show His awesome kingdom in and through you.
Amen.
That's His purpose. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Therefore, you are very special. Why? Because God has chosen you to be a tool of God's manifestation.
Amen.
You are very special in that way. Amen.
Amen.
You're not born accidents, right? You are not here by accident. You are here by God's purpose, by God's plan.
Amen.
There's a reason why you're here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God desires to show Himself through you.
Amen.
Oh, may God's life and His kingdom be shown through your words, through your expressions, and through your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay. So, the entire Bible talks about, okay, restoring the image of God, which God created man, Adam, from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? And verse 126, chapter 1, Genesis 1:26, let us create man in the image of God. The image of God is God's purpose. That image of God is the image of Christ. So God is interested in raising the people with the image of Christ. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Now when God said in the Bible, God created man in His image, that man is singular. But later on that verse, God says, let them rule. Let them rule. It's plural, them. Man becomes them. You see, man is singular, them is plural. Mm-hmm. So we know that in Adam, all men were included. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, Christian life is not about alone, myself alone. Christian life, successful Christian life comes when we are together in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so God wants to show Himself through you, and that's a corporate body. It's not a singular body, it's a corporate body. We call it church. Through church, God wants to express and show Himself. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I want to talk about the way to fulfill God's purpose, and that is to eat our Lord Jesus Christ as the living bread.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are first time at our church, you may be, this may sound quite new to you. What? Eating Jesus? That's right. We need to eat Jesus.
Amen.
As our living bread.
Amen.
We need to drink Jesus as a living water.
Amen.
We need to breathe Him as our life.
Amen.
He is the Spirit now, right? Amen. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He died on the cross. He resurrected from the dead. Now when He resurrected from the dead, He became a life-giving Spirit. So that Spirit, Pneuma, means is air, wind, and breath. Therefore, you can take in Jesus as the life into you by breathing Him in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can intake Him like an air. Amen. So when you say Amen, when you call on His name, Lord Jesus, you are intaking His life into you. And that's how the image of God can be restored. Once the image of God restores, then you will have authority over your enemies. You will have authority to dominate, to rule, and to reign over the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so in the Bible, we can see two persons, Jacob and Joseph. Jacob, he had a tough life in his life, many trials and many persecutions, and many storms in his life. But guess what? All throughout those difficulties, Jacob has restored the image of God. Because at the end of his life, he blessed his enemy. Right? King Pharaoh. He blessed his enemy. And he blessed his children. So once that Jacob's life was restored, the image of God, we know Joseph's life began. Joseph's life, he was a prince in Egypt and he was a ruler. He had authority. Listen, God's plan, God's desire is that you restore the image of God, which is the character of Jesus Christ, and that you have authority over your enemies. That you expand God's kingdom through you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in order for us to restore the image of God and to rule the earth, then we need to eat Jesus Christ, who is our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at some of the scriptures now. John chapter 1, 4. Pass. Next. Okay. John 4, 1. Okay. 1, 4. Ready? Begin. In Him was life.
And
that
life
was the light
of man.
Amen.
Amen.
In Him. Who's Him? Who's Him?
Jesus.
Who's Him?
Jesus.
Jesus. In Jesus was life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the
life.
We have to know Jesus is the life.
Amen.
We have to know Jesus is the only life.
Amen.
We have to know He is the life.
Amen.
And everything else is the shadow.
Amen.
He's the reality and everything else is a shadow. Only Jesus is the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Jesus is the life.
Amen.
So in Him was life, and that life was the light of man. When the light shines, the darkness didn't like it. Why? Because sin was exposing. If God is shining His light upon you and your sins are revealing, praise God. God loves you.
Amen.
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 When the light of God shine upon you and reveal your secret sin, praise God. You confess and you run to Jesus.
Amen.
And have life. If you hide your sin, listen, later on you will regret. So Jesus Christ, He's alive and He is the light of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus declared in John 6:35, let's read it together, begin. The Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now if you believe, Bible says you will never be thirsty. Now what does it mean by believe? What does it mean by believe? Believe means receive. Everybody say, believe means receive.
Believe me.
If you believe in Jesus, you will receive Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Simple as that. A very simple message, right? When you believe, you will receive. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 1 verse 12 says, he who believes, he will receive. And if you receive, you want to receive, you need to call on His name.
Amen.
What is His name?
Jesus.
And He became the Lord after resurrection, right? So we call Him Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's how we breathe Him. That's how we intake Him. That's how we receive Him. By calling on His name. Everybody go.
Lord Jesus.
Come on.
Lord Jesus.
Come on, warrior.
Lord Jesus.
Come on, warrior.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. So we have to know that Jesus Christ, He presents Himself to us as the bread of life. That's why Bible begins with the tree of life in Genesis chapter 2. And it ends with the tree of life. And in the between, living water flows.
Amen.
So we have to eat Jesus as our life. Amen.
Amen.
And we have to drink Jesus as our water.
Amen.
And we have to breathe Him as the air that we breathe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you understand your physical life, you can understand your spiritual life. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Physically speaking, you are eating what? You are eating how many meals a day? Two? You don't have time to eat breakfast. You're eating three meals a day, right? Then we have to eat Jesus how many times? At least three times. Open the Bible and eat the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, how many times do you breathe? Huh? Three times? If you stop breathing for 3 minutes, you'll go to heaven. 3 minutes, right? My son says 5 minutes, and I don't want to test him. No one test him. Huh? So if you want to keep breathing, what do you got to do? What do you got to do? Come on, ask the person next to you. If you want to keep breathing, Jesus, what do you got to do?
Open your mouth.
Oh, very good. Very good. Saskia, you want to breathe, you have to open your mouth. Right? If you close your mouth and close your nose, then you die. You have to breathe through your mouth and through your nose, isn't it? Listen, your mouth has to be open. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you come to God, come with open mouth, come with open heart, come with open spirit.
Amen.
Don't close your spirit, don't close your heart, don't close your mouth. Nothing will happen. Amen. The only way you can have this water part of you is to drink the water. You just see it, it's not going to do it. Just... You have to take Him as life. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, Jeremiah's here, and I say, let's say I know him, right? I know him. He doesn't know me. I only know him. And then I got his picture. No, I'll use him. Sorry, I'll use Rachel. She doesn't know me, but I know her, right? And I like her. So one day, I got through friend, I got her picture. I got her picture, right? And then I got picture, her picture, and I say, now I know Rachel. Because I have her picture. Her face is right here. And she's mine. I know her, she's mine. What do you think? Is this normal? Huh? Can I really enjoy which picture? I'm crazy. If I just have a picture and I'm satisfied, then I'm crazy. You see, the real presence of Rachel cannot be compared to the just simple picture. Do you understand? So many people, listen carefully. So many people, they know Jesus like picture. I have a picture of Jesus. I went to church. I worship Jesus. I pray. I read the Bible. But I'm not talking about picture. Do you have that intimate, a real, living relationship with your, with your Jesus?
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Now, you will have intimate and real relationship with Jesus Christ only when you receive Him.
Amen.
When you believe Him.
Amen.
When you receive Him and when you are one with Him, then you know you have a real life with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every time we come here on Sunday to celebrate Jesus Christ, we need to be ready to open our mouth and to call on His name and to receive Him as our life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil will be in fear. The demons will be in fear. Will be very much in scared. When the body of Christ show the unity, we show the life of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The demons will not be scared of any mega church where there is no life of Christ. You see, devil is afraid of the life of Christ, the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that we'll become the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 So look at this now. John 6:57. Read it together, please. Begin.
As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so that he that believes in me shall live by me.
Amen. So, we want to live by Jesus Christ our Lord because He is the King of Kings. Amen.
Amen.
He's our Savior. He's our Master. We want to live by Him. That's the most wonderful, most fruitful, most powerful life on earth, right? To live by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Think by Jesus Christ. Feel by Jesus Christ. Do everything by Jesus Christ. That's the kind of life that we desire, right? Amen.
Amen.
Now, how do we do that? How do we make that kind of life possible? We need to eat Jesus. He says, He who eateth me, even he shall live by me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to learn how to eat Jesus Christ as our life. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We are eating him as our air,
Amen.
As the breath. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, now I want to go to the next point. Now, we need to change our concept of doing to eating. Now, someone says, religion is in our blood. Work is in our blood. We are so in tune with working for God and doing something for God. Listen, God did not create you as a tool. God created you as a vessel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 8, 9:23. Let's look at the scripture now. Can we? Romans 9:23. Okay, ready? Begin.
And that he might make known the riches of glory of the gospel of mercy,
which he had after prepared unto glory.
Amen. This is King James Version. Now it says, God has created us what? The vessels
of mercy.
Now remember this now. You have to remind yourself over and over again, you are a vessel of God. You are a container of God. Amen.
Amen.
God is the content and you are the bottle. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, but in religion, okay, we are so tempted to do something for God. Now, everything that is done by man, God cannot take care of it. God cannot bless that. Okay? God can only bless what He initiated, what He started. Hallelujah. Now, listen. So, as a vessel of God's mercy, our job is to contain Him, to contain His life. And as we contain Him, He will form in us, and He will be manifested through us, and He will be mature in us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, God has already entered into you. The moment you receive Jesus Christ, God has already entered into you in your spirit, but now He is living in you. Amen.
Amen.
But you need to let Jesus Christ live more in you, from your spirit to expand to your soul level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, He's living in you, but now you need to let Him form in you. Form His character in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the difficulties of your life, remember that God is touching you. God is forming you.
Mm.
When something difficult is coming to your life, instead of complain, hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
What is that I means?
I is responding.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
I say hello?
Hi.
Only African friends are doing I. But I like that though. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, it's a hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Okay. Okay. Now I got sidetracked by this hi. What was I saying?
When you go to difficulty.
Okay, very good. I'm testing you. Okay. When we go difficulties, okay? Do not complain. But God is using that difficulties to form you. To take the natural institution out. To take the natural strength out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything that happens in you, if you're a believer, there's no coincidence. God is working mightily and very special way in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we are a vessel, God wants to come into, enter into us, and God wants to fill our entire being. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, so we have to forget about the work, forget about the toiling, forget about the laboring. Just we need to spare time. We need to set aside time and just focus on Him. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now with this I close now. John 4:24. This is a very important point. John 4:24. Okay, let's read that John 4:24, the bottom one. Begin.
God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
One more time, please. Begin.
God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, God is spirit, and God has made us a spiritual being, right? God has not only made our body with the dust, but he made our soul and spirit. Now, spirit is the where we touch God, where we communicate with God, right? That's why God says, God is spirit, and all true worshipers must worship in spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The key for successful life, key for successful Christian life, lies in knowing the spirit. If you know how to use your spirit, if you know how to act from your spirit, if you know how to pray in your spirit, if you know how to serve in the spirit, if you know how to pray in the spirit, worship in the spirit, listen, you will be successful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you don't know about spirit, nothing will happen. Because even if you pray 10 hours, but if you pray in your soul, listen, God cannot accept that. It's an unacceptable prayer. If you pray 1 minute, but if you pray from your spirit, God will certainly accept that prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So everything has to do with in spirit. In spirit. Now, so, listen. I want to take this concept out from us today. I want to take this concept out. There's a strong concept in us. Thinking that on Sunday, we come here to do something for God. The worship we define as do something for God. The true definition of worship is not doing something for God. The true definition of worship is receive Jesus.
Amen.
Is to enjoy Jesus.
Amen.
Is to be formed with Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus being manifested through me.
Amen.
That's the true worship. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Amen.
Esther, do you understand? Every time I hear my son Joshua, raise your hand, because some of you, they don't know him. Stand up. He looks like me? What do you think? Look at his face.
Yeah.
Huh? In Korean, we call it bungapang.
Bungapang.
Huh? Photocopy? Xerox. Photocopy. Listen, every time I hear that my son Joshua looks like me, what do you think? Do you think I'm happy or unhappy?
Happy.
Huh? Do you think I'm happy or unhappy? Do you think I'm proud or not proud?
Proud.
Do you get my point? Do you get my point? Every time God sees his element in you, every time God sees his part of his life in you, every time he sees his love in you, he's so happy.
Amen.
When you make him happy, that is the most beautiful worship.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're not making Jesus happy by being formed with Christ and just come to church on Sunday just for 1 hour and clap your hand and sing with your mouth, you know, blah, 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 doing the religious stuff and go back to home and nothing is changed, the life is not changing, the life is not being transformed, your attitude is the same, the lying spirit is the same, we call it religious person. We call it religion. God is not really interested in religion. God is interested in a living worshiper.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So your job and my job to come to church on Sunday is to absorb Jesus.
It's
like a sponge. Like a sponge. You know sponge? Huh? You know sponge? You put the sponge in the water, and sponge just absorbs. Healthy sponge will absorb. But sick sponge will not absorb. So if you're not absorbing God, something's wrong. Maybe you're sick spiritually.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you're absorbing, and you're getting more thirsty for God, you're getting more hungry for God, you're a good sponge.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk to somebody. You're a good sponge. Absorb Jesus. Absorb Jesus. If you're criticizing, analyzing, and judging in your mind of somebody, or as you're listening to the sermon, there's sickness there. There's disease there. You're not observing it. Listen, in Matthew 13, there's a parable of the seed. Okay, Jesus Christ is the seed. He came to this earth to sow the seed, the good seed. Hallelujah. But one fell on the wayside, the road. Now think about it. The road, if you put the seed on the road, what happened? People walk and step on it. Do you understand? Many people travel there. You see, being a Christian means you're coming out of the road and you enter into Christ. If you're still on the road, it's still in the world, and so many things are happening of the world, you have to check yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But from next is rocky side. On the rocky side, the seed has been fallen, right? And there's a problem because the soil is very shallow. There's no root. You understand? It's not bearing the fruit. So rocky side, what? There's a hidden sins in life. If you have hidden sins in your life, listen, the seed cannot grow.
Yes.
That means you cannot observe it. You come to church and you sing, "It's in the name of Jesus." Somebody's, you know, or some good sponge, good soil people, they're crying, they're lifting hands. Oh, their heart is bursting. And, bah! They're overwhelmed. They're absorbing everything. But if your heart is like a rocky place, you have a hidden sin. You're very strong, self-centered, you know, self-ego. Ego. You're very, very strong, self-centered. Sacred sins. There's a problem. You need to get rid of that so you can observe it.
Amen.
So you can take it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? There's another soil, and that was a thorn, right? Thorn. Thorn is choking. There are so many worries of the world. If your mind is filled with worries and anxieties of the world, you cannot observe Jesus. Bible says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." If your heart is pure, you observe it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will see the kingdom of God." Their heaven is king. There is your is theirs. So, poor in spirit means you are empty in your spirit. You are empty. Do you understand? When you come before God, you have to come with empty sheet, not with your stuff. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there's a good soil. It bears much fruit.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the good soil.
Amen.
You and I, we need Jesus today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation 3:20, last verse. Revelation 3:20. Let's read this together. Revelation 3:20. Do we have that?
Yes.
Revelation 3:20, do you have that? No? Revelation 3:20. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Begin.
Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me.
Amen.
Okay, here I am. I stand at the door. That's the door of your heart, my friend. Here, now, this afternoon, Jesus Christ is knocking your door, knocking your heart. And if anyone hears, remember, you gotta have a spiritual ears to hear. If anyone hears, if you can hear his voice, and God has been speaking to you this afternoon through Pastor Paul.
Amen.
If you are hearing the words of Jesus and hear God's voice and what?
Open.
You open the door of your heart. If you open your heart, Bible says, Jesus will come in.
Amen.
And eat with him.
Amen.
You see, all about eating. Genesis to Revelation, talking about eating. Jesus says, if you don't eat my flesh, don't drink my blood, you have no part with me.
Mm-hmm.
We have to eat Jesus every day, every moment.
Amen.
He came as a living bread.
Mm-hmm.
He came as a living water.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he became the spirit. Now he's available for all of us to eat and drink and to breathe. Amen.
Amen.
So what are we going to do now? We have to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, church. Can you please look at me? Open your heart so God can come in. God wants to come. God wants to enter. He wants to be influenced in your life. But you have to open. Is your heart open? Are you open superficially or open deeply? Open your spirit. Then God will enter. Jesus Christ will enter. He will form in you.
Amen.
And you will manifest Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's do the prayer together, that one. Lord, help me. Ready? Begin.
Lord, help me to open myself to you.
One more time.
Lord, help me to open myself to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Can we call on His name? Oh, Lord Jesus, right? Let's, by calling on His name now, let's open our heart, open our spirit, and receive Him as our living water. Hallelujah. Bible says, anyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink. I'm available. Come without cost. Come without money. Just come to me. Open your heart. Open your lips. Make yourself open to before me, and I will pour out my water, my life to you. Hallelujah.